Hey, now we always say if you miss, anytime you miss, you got to try to listen to the tape, okay, so you don't fall behind. Okay, so if you miss, Yossi's good enough to put them up on the line, on the computer, so if you miss, you should make a time during the day, later in the day, where you'll be able to sit and listen so you don't fall behind, okay? All right, this is Shem. We have to do Riku, the end of Shir for Isaac. Got engaged, Mazel Tov. Belgium, Mazel Tov. So we'll do the end of Shemuel this year. Then we'll have to do Rika the other time for Shmuel. Okay. All right. Let's begin. That's just what I said, not just for some days, any day that you miss. You got to try to make it up because it's very, very important, as we always say. Okay. We left off yesterday on Chesem and Beis making a comment on the Rashi. Rashi said, Beferish, that there was a din of kibush yochid shmei kibush. The Gemara explains that suri is chayiv in trumis and maizris and shvis because of kibush yochid shmei kibush. Says Rashi, let's see inside, kibush yochid zokter, kibush yochid de dovid shalo hayu kol yisrael biyachad, all of Klal Yisrael was not together, kiderek shayu be kibush Yoshua, like they were by Yoshua, Shayukulam, Vikivshua, Latzara, Kol Yisrael. They were all together, they captured Latzara, Kol Yisrael. Kodim Chaluka, Kodim Chaluka. What do you mean, Kodim Chaluka? What does Rashi mean by saying Kodim Chaluka? Aval David lo kovishal Latzara. But David only captured Latzara. So what does it mean that Yoshua captured Latzara as Kodim Chaluka? We know the first 14 years that the Yidden were in Eretz Yisrael, Yoshua, seven were called what? Kibush. And the second 7 years are called Chiluk, the distribution process given to the Shvatim. What does Rashi mean here by saying that the Kibush is done Koidim Chalukah? What does that mean? Koidim Chalukah. Oh, this is a very big difficulty, this Rashi. What does it mean to say Kodim Chalukah? Okay. So, Lamaisa, I gave you the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Trumos, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, that if a Yachid or a Mishpacha or a Shevet, three different types of Yachidim, Yachid, Mishpacha, or Shevet, captures a land in Eretz Yisrael and they do it for themselves, that place is not called Eretz Yisrael. Amazing thing. I gave you that Rambam. It's not called Eretz Yisrael. It's Tel Aviv. It's Ashdod. It's Ashkelon. It's not Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, Yoshua Beis Dinoy, Yoshua and his Beis Din distributed all of Eretz Yisrael futuristically to all the various Shvatim, even though they had not yet captured it, in order to make sure that when every Shevet would take the particular land, it would not be called Kibush Yochid. They made a distribution first to set up that any subsequent capturing would be labeled as Kibush Rabbi. This was the fundamental requirement to have a Chalukah beforehand. And therefore, this could be exactly Vinira Kavanasoi of the Rambam, that after the Chalukas Yoshua, if one Shevet would capture something, what would that be called? What would that be called? Kibush what? No! Kibush Rabin! Once they distributed it futuristically, everything done after that would be called Kibush Rabin. That's why they did this futuristic Chalukah. Because if they wouldn't do the futuristic Chalukah, then the Kibush would be called a Kibush Yochid. So in order to ensure that any capturing that would be done, it would be labeled Kibush Rabin. That's why they did the Chalukah first. And therefore, Every shevet that took what they took was called Kibush Rabin. I was a yachid, was a mishpacha, was a shevet. No, since Yoshua had distributed already futuristically, it was labeled as Kibush what? It was labeled as Kibush Rabin. Kach omer Rambam. Thusly, if that's the Rambam shita, maybe one can suggest this is what Rashi's driving at as well. What do I need to say? Why does Rashi say Yoshua captured everything? Lamaisa. V'kafshu l'sorach kol Yisrael kodem chalukah. What does he mean? What he means is that because after the chalukah, it would work even what? After the chalukah, the chiddush is that it also is called what? Kibush rabim, even if a yachid would do it. Meaning the definition of kibush yachid has to be before the chalukah. Because any subsequent capturing, even of a yachid after the chalukah, is deemed halachically as being what? Kibush what? Rabim. So maybe Rashi holds like the Rambam. It's very counterintuitive. But I want you to get it. That's where Rashi writes Kodem Chalukah. What's Rashi trying to define in our Gemara? What's Kibush Yochid? Kibush Yochid has got to be. And that's what he's saying. Lamaisa. They capture L'Sorach Kol Yisrael Kodem Chalukah. Because by definition, everything after what? Everything afterwards automatically is called Rabin. Everything afterwards is called Rabin. Maybe that's what it is. Mahani, maybe this is what he's driving at, Lomais. Okay? He's trying to... what is he describing, Rashi, here? Kibush Yochid. David HaMelech is the classic example. Because they didn't do like Yoshua. Well, what did Yoshua do? Yoshua captured everything together. They did it for Letzorah Klal Yisrael. Yes, Adam? Yoshua did it everything for Letzorah Klal Yisrael. Yes? But what would have happened if during Yoshua's time a yachid or a shevet or a mishpacha did it? What would that have been called? Kibush yachid. But once there was a chalukah done, everything done after that would be deemed halachically a what? Kibush what rabin. So Rashi's trying to give you an example. This is a very beautiful pshat Rashi, but it's very in depth. Please get it. Rashi's defining for you what Kibush Yochid is. David HaMelech was Kibush Yochid. He did it with circle. Yoshua was Kibush Rabin. But why was Yoshua Kibush Rabin? Because he did it for the Tzarech of Kol Klal Yisrael. Everyone was together. But if during that particular window of time a Yochid would have done it, what would that have been called? Kibush Yochid. Because it was before Chalukah. But if it would have been done after Chalukah, after Yoshua said, You're getting here. Reuven, Yisachar's getting here. Zvulun's getting here. I didn't say Reuven because Reuven was Evrayarden. Once Yoshua did that, even if a Yachid would have taken it, it's called Kibush what? Rabin. That's the pshat perhaps in Rashi. Now that's an in-depth pshat. Not saying it's a push pshat in Rashi. That's one pshat in Rashi. The second pshat in Rashi, let's get it. It's much more simple, and that being as follows. And that is that once it was before the chalukah, that's called by definition doing it for everybody. But once the chalukah is done, every shevet that goes on their own is called kibush yachid. Okay? That's not called avrakulam. Okay? That's the pshat lamaisa. You follow what I'm saying? The simplest reading of Rashi is as follows. Kodem Chalukah is by definition called Avor the Rabin. They haven't distributed who's getting what. So if you're capturing it, what are you capturing it? You're capturing on behalf, definition of all of God's Klal Yisrael. Once there's been a distribution and a shevet goes off on his own, then that's called Yachid. It's Mamish Pum Fakirt. It's Mamish Pum Fakirt of the first shot that we said. So I want you to get this. There are two diametrically opposed pshatim in this Rashi when he says Kodem Chalukah. It's just a little bit difficult because all the shvatim, I guess there were seven shvatim that captured their land after Yoshua distributed it, that would be called Kibush Yochid. That's a bit difficult. You understand what I'm saying? There were seven shvatim that captured their lands after Yoshua did the distribution. That means their lands would be called Kibush Yochid. That's a bit schwer. But I want you to get it. That's what would emerge from the second shot that we're saying in Rashi. Because everyone got this clear? You want me to say it over again? The two pshatim? Nachamo, very quickly. The first shot of Kodem Chalukah is what? That Rashi holds like the Rambam and Trumas. That any time a Yachid Shaver Mishpacha captures something before Chalukah, that's called Kibush Yachid. Once the Chalukah is done, Eitan, any subsequent capturing, even by Yachid Shaver Mishpacha, is called what? Kibush Rabbi. Excellent. Rashi holds like the Rambam. And Rashi, you just have to add on, is describing David is Kibush Yachid, was for Letzor Ko. Yoshua was Letzorah Kol Klal Yisrael, and Kol Klal Yisrael was there. But I want to add something on, says Rashi. During Yoshua's time, you could have had a Kibush Yachid if they would have acted on their own before the Chalukah. If they would have acted after Chalukah, Al Pi Halacha Et Zdin is Rabbah. That's an in-depth shot in Rashi. A Tifkite Rashi. The in-depth analysis of Rashi, saying Rashi holds like the Rabbah. The pashtus of Rashi is the second shot, which is what? Very simple, one sec, and that is like this. What is Rashi saying? Rashi's saying very, very beautiful. Rashi's saying the following pshat, and that is that Kodem Chalukah, it's called what? What is the definition of capturing on behalf of Gantz Klal Yisrael? You know what Gantz means? All of. What's the definition of capturing on behalf of Gantz Klal Yisrael? Before the Chalukah. After the Chalukah, it's like you're on your own. And if you captured on your own, it's called Kibush Yochid. It's a bit shvir, that means the seven shvatim that captured their land after the Chalukah is called Kibush Yochid, bit shvir. But it comes out completely the opposite of the first shot. Okay, Chaim, real fast, go ahead.
Yeah, according to this, look at the second shot, how do you see
that's why I'm saying so difficult. That means the seven shvatim that captured their lands after the Chalukah, Kibush Yochid, Avshmei Kibush, like we said, the Rambam passes, that means not Eretz Yisrael, it's Peledik. That's why I'm saying it's shvir, exactly. Very good. Okay. That's the first mahal. Let's go now, Viter, to more the Shiloh that we had, I wanted you to see with Reb Chaim. But before that, let's focus on the Gemara first, before we get to that fundamental, central question of how it is Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Let me ask you, what did the Gemara say that Suri is like Eretz Yisrael? Why? Because it's chayv in what? Trumas? What else did it say? Actually, it said Meiser. Meiser is a code word for Trumas. And Shvis. Now, I assumed the whole time that the Gemara is working on the Meiser part. Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush. Keep it in mind, there's something else there too. What's that else there? Shvis. Let's keep it in mind. There are two components. Pashtus, we were focused on Meiser. Okay, let's see. Let's begin like this. Wanted you to see the Rambam. The Rambam, in that same Perek, in Hilchos Trumas, Perek Aleph, here it is, Halacha Dalet, the Rambam writes the following. As Chaim said, the Rambam paskins Kibush Yochid, Lav Shmei Kibush. Kibush Yochid, Lav Shmei Kibush. He doesn't paskin like our day that was mentioned in Tanoim. Kibush Yochid Lav Shmei Kibush. Kachomer Rambam. Says the Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah in the Mari Kurkus ask, what's the Kasha? An Argomorah. What is the Raya that Argomorah holds that the Bryce holds Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush? What kind of Raya is that? Maybe what? Maybe we paskin what, Michael? Kibush Yochid is what? Lav Shmei Kibush, and it's a din d'rabbanan your chayv and maestris, and we observe shvis. What kind of raya does the Gemara say that since what Suri is dayiv in Trumas and in maestris and shvis, that's a slam dunk raya Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, right? What kind of slam dunk raya is that? Maybe we'll hold Kibush Yochid Lav Shmei Kibush, and there's a din d'rabbanan. There was a din d'rabbanan your chayv and Trumas. It's all lochem in the rabbanon, chayv and shvis. Why would there be such a din the rabbanon? Avi and Moshe. Why would the Chacham institute such a din the rabbanon? Because they didn't want people what? They didn't want people leaving Eretz Yisrael during shvis and going elsewhere. So the Suri, the land right next door, they made a din derabanan chayiv in shviz, so people wouldn't get out of it and leave Eretz Yisrael because of shviz. They didn't want to observe shviz. What's the marker for that? The Mishnah in Yadayim discusses it, which we'll, if we have chance, we'll mention. Okay? Doesn't mention Suri explicitly, but that was the motivation. Has everyone got this kasha? It's a very strong kasha. How did our Gemara know kibush yachid shmei kibush? Kasavar. The Gemara says our Tana holds kasavar kibush yachid shmei kibush. What do you mean kibush yachid shmei kibush? First of all, the Rambam kibush yachid lav shmei kibush. Second of all, maybe our Tana also holds like that. And there's just a din d'rabbanan. You hear? Oh. Says the Kesef Mishnah like this. Kesef Mishnah answers. Let's get it. Kesef Mishnah says, Inochanami. Inochanami. What does Inochanami mean in English? Yes, sir, also. You can't translate it literally. Certain things you can't translate literally, right? Like Mamish, right? How can you translate Mamish? Mamish, right? So Inochanami also is the same thing. Inochanami, the Gemara could have said this, right? The Gemara Inochanami could have said this answer. But the Gemara wanted to make sure that this brisa could go like the Tana that holds kibush yachid shmei kibush. Okay? And therefore the Gemara wanted to say that kibush yachid shmei kibush, and it wanted to fit it in. And the truth of the matter is, the Maharik writes, it says, Chayevis b'maiser kimo Eretz Yisrael. That implies that it's a din d'oraisa. That implies that it's mamish a din d'oraisa. Did you notice two lines on the bottom of the Gemara on Chesem and Aleph Mark? What's the lashon of the brisa? Chayevis, please get that down. Chayevis b'maisu b'shvis ke'eretz Yisrael. The Marik, one of the great Rishonim. All the Rishonim come out, the Achronim, the Rishonim. Marik was one of the later Rishonim. One of the great later Rishonim. He points out that's the diuk of the brisa, ke'eretz Yisrael. Underline it 20 times in your Gemara. What do you mean ke'eretz Yisrael? That it's chayev midiraisa. So therefore, it makes a lot of sense how our Gemara knew that it was deraisa. Okay? Now, Lemaisa, let me ask you, okay? I assumed in this Mahalach so far that if you hold kibush yachid lav shmei kibush, you would still be chai of what? Mineral bonnet. Is that true according to everyone? Let's look at Rashi. Mark, let's look at the Rashi. Take a look at the Rashi, please. What does Rashi say here, Dibur Maska Afara? Okay? You see on Amud Aleph? On the bottom. Let's take a look. Three lines from the bottom. Read that Rashi for me. Go ahead. What do you say from Rashi, from this Rashi? What would you say? The only reason why you're chayv and meiser is because why? It seems. Is because why? Kibush yachid, shmei kibush. No, you read the Rashi very nicely. Don't you get that impression? I mean, it's not impression, it's beferish. Even though the Tana holds kibush yachid, shmei kibush, like it says in the Brisa, chayev is b'meiser, right? Chayev is b'meiser, bears out kibush yachid, shmei kibush. What's the impression you get from Rashi? That if you hold kibush yachid lav shmei kibush, would you be chayv and meiser? Would you be chayv and meiser? No, I don't think so. It says the only reason why you're chayv and meiser is because kibush yachid shmei kibush. What if you hold kibush yachid lav shmei kibush? Then you wouldn't be chayv at all. Ptura legamri. Ptura legamri. I think if you read this Rashi closely, it's mashma not that way. There would be no vestige or remnant to be chayiv midrabbanan. But I think our diuk is wrong. I'll tell you why. Let's turn to Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara here has two days. Take a look at the beginning of the Gemara Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Okay? Let's take a look. Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. You got it? By the Gemara. Okay? Mark, go ahead. Let's see the Gemara. There are two opinions in Amoraim diametrically opposed from one another. The middle of the Yomid. Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Read the Gemara there, please. Go ahead. Yeah, real loud, please. Go ahead. Let's say you have a non-Jew who purchases land in Eretz Israel. What's the story with that land? Are you chayv in Trumas and Maaseres? This day it says yes. He cannot extinguish the Chi of Maaseres. Go ahead. The Kedusha remains with us. Go ahead. But does a non-Jew purchase land have the ability to dig pits? What's Shechin? Ditches? Maaros caves? Go ahead, Shenemar. Excellent. So their first opinion of Rabba, please get it. In Ruchnius, basically to say it, in Ruchnius, a non-Jew has no effect on purchasing land in Eretz Israel, meaning the Maestros remains, the Chi of Maestros remains. However, when it comes to what? Gashmius, the non-Jew can buy it and do with it what he wants. Correct? That's the sheet of Rabba. Go ahead, Mark. Rabba Loza says, pum fakir. Go ahead. Period. So what does Rabba Loza say? As I said, pum fakir. That when it comes to Ruchnius, the non-Jew what? Stops it. No Chiyuv Maaseres anymore. When it comes to Gashmius, he has no bialis to build on it. Diametrically opposed from each other. Mark, skip down to the bottom of the Yomid, please. Seven lines up from the bottom. Tashma. Or eight lines up. Go ahead. A Yid bought a field from a non-Jew before it grew a shlish. Go ahead. And then he sold it back to him after it grew a shlish, meaning it was a shlish grown, it was a third grown under whose hands? The Yid's hands. Go ahead. Go ahead. It was already mechuyev. The chiyuv set in, so it can't ever go away. Go ahead. Excellent. Once the chiyuv set in, it sets in. But if not, not. What do you see from here? That what? What do you see from here? That if it was under the non-Jew's auspices when it grew a third, you are putter. Meaning it's a raya for who? Yesh kinyan lafkili de meiser. It's a raya for the second shita, Rebbe Lozer, kashan rabba. Does everyone have this clore? That's the Gemara's kasha. It's a raya for what, Rebbe Lozer, kashan rabba? That a non-Jew's bialis does mafkia meisers. What's the Gemara's answer? Go ahead. Wow, our land that we're talking about, Syria. Go ahead. Oh, please read the Rashi there in the bottom there. The last two lines, Syria. Since the whole Chiyuv in Syria is only the Rabbanon, therefore a non-Jew has bialis to extinguish the Ruchnius. Because the Chiyuv is only the Rabbanan. Go ahead. Vihi. So what I said in the Diuk and Rashi and Chesam and Aleph is wrong. What did I want to say from you on Chesam and Aleph? That if you hold Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush, you're Chayv and Meisr. But if you hold Kibush Yachid Lav Shmei Kibush, what did I want to say? Ptura Lagamri. You see Rashi writes Beferish, that's wrong. Because Rashi's commenting on the Gemara Kibush Yochad Lav Shmei Kibush, and despite that, you're Chayim Midrabanan, and where? In Syria. That's the topic of our Gemara on Chesamid Beis. So my diuk in Rashi, our diuk in Rashi on Chesamid Beis, looked good, but you got to know this other Rashi on Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. And the bottom line is that even if you hold Kibush Yochad Lav Shmei Kibush, they would set in a Chayim Midrabanan of Maestros. They would, no doubt. And therefore, how did our Gemara know that our Bryce old Kibush Yochad Shmei Kibush? Maybe it's Kibush Yochad Lav Shmei Kibush is a Chiyuv Midrabanan. So Inochanami, one answer, Kesmish is Inochanami. The Gemara could have said that, but he wanted to fit it like the sheet who holds the Arisa. We wanted to fit it like the sheet to old Kibush Yachshu Mekibush. Or number two, the diuk being that it says Keret Yisrael like the Ma'arik, and therefore you're Mechuyiv. Okay. Oh. Now, Lamaisa, I just want to note to you, okay? Don't be bothered by the fact that its dirt is tummy like chutzlarts, because it's not mamish like chutzlarts. It's not mamish like chutzlarts. In chutzlarts, the avir is tummy. In Syria, the avir is not tummy. Okay? And the bottom line is, how do I know, if I ask you, how would you know from the brisa that the air is not tummy in Syria? How would you know? If I ask you, prove to me from our brisa that the air in Syria is tahora. How would you say it? It says, before I spill the beans, what would you say? Prove to me from our brisa that the airspace in Syria is good. Because it says what? Harotza l'nichnas b'tahara nichnas. So obviously the avir is not tummy of Syria. So don't be bothered by it. Syria is not chutzlarts mamish. Granted, its offer is tummy, but it's not chutzlarts mamish in the sense that the offer is tummy like chutzlarts, like Eretz Amin. Syria is not. This is very important that we should point that out. Okay. Fine. Now, I want to share with you. So that's, this is what we want to point out, the Lamaisa, is the pshat in the mark. But as I mentioned to you, in the beginning of this mahalach, there's another word here that appears in the price. Not just mice, but shvis. Omer of Zhulti, Zatzal. I was trying to, did you buy it in yet? I was recommending to Yossi to buy the Lishus Yankees. Rav Zhulti Zatzan, I recommend it to everybody, not just to Yossi. I recommend to everybody. You see, he didn't take me up on my recommendation. Oh, still mine. Okay. Rav Zhulti was the chief Rav of Yishalayim, Zatzal. We're very fond of his Torahs. Mamish is like candy. All Torahs like candy. Mamish, the Torah he said is so clear. Mamish, unbelievable. I bought the Mishnah Yankees years ago, when I learned for an Elulzman in Chevron and Yeshiva. His son, Reb Aryeh Zhulti, was selling the Sefer. It wasn't in the stores. Now they did a reprinting of it. So, Lamais, I recommend it very highly. It's tremendous. Oh. So, in the Mishnah Yaivitz, Reb Zhulti has a different shot in our Gemara. Amazing. Reb Zhulti says as follows. He says, do you know why Syria is like Eretz Yisrael? Points out it's in Trumas, Perek Aleph Os Beis. You know, the truth of the matter is that I don't think they have this. They only have the three halakim, which I have at home. There's a fourth chalik on Shvis, on the Rambam. They have it in the library. I don't think they reprinted that. Oh, so you're off the hook. Okay? They didn't reprint it. But it's in that sefer. There's a separate sefer on the Rambam Shvis that Rav Zhulti wrote. Okay, I regret the fact that I didn't buy it. I didn't ask him. But I don't think the truth is I don't think I knew there was a fourth chelik. Yeah. When I bought it from his son about 20 years ago, I didn't realize it was a chelik on that. Otherwise, I would have bought it. But they have it in the library. It's an old edition. But he writes as follows. He says like this. If you look in the Rambam writes, Perek Dalid in Shemitah Halacha Chav Zayin. I gave it to you. Rambam says, and a few fellows asked me this. I think Philip, you asked me. The Chiyuv Shemitah in Syria, okay, is not like the Chiyuv in Eretz Yisrael. Why not? Why is the Chiyuv Shemitah in Syria not like the Chiyuv in Eretz Yisrael? Shvis in Syria, they were misakin that people shouldn't leave Eretz Yisrael, as I said to Avi and Moshe. They shouldn't leave Eretz Yisrael and go away because they didn't think they have to observe Shemitah. So we're misakin Shemitah. Very interesting. In what sense were they makel? There's no Isser of Svichin. What is Svichin? Philip, I think, did you ask me in Seder what Svichin was? Yeah. What was Svichin? Excellent. Fruit, vegetables that grow on their own, that you don't plant. Many times there are seeds in the ground. A tomato leaves a seed naturally from this, and it sprouts on its own. Literally the word svichin is sprouts. Now it's a machlok, so we keep in the chachamim when the svichin is an issue of the rabbanim. We assume svichin is an issur d'rabban. We learned shvi'is this past summer in the koil in our shul, and the issur svichin we assume is d'rabbanan, not mina Torah. We don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva, paskin like the Chacham. Okay, it's natural sprouts. I'm glad you asked. You said that, Philip, because svichin does not apply to fruit trees, only vegetables. In Syria, there's no Isser Svichin on Shvi'is. Only in Eretz Yisrael. Isser Svichin, the Rabbanan, Lo Shayach, the Syria, says the Rambam. Because it's not as strong the Shvi'is in Syria as the one in Eretz Yisrael. What's another Kula? There's something called Zman Bir. What is Zman Bir? Believe it or not, actually it's a machloikis, the Rambam and the Ramban. I want you to get this. The Ramban claims that there's a mitzvah to eat perishvis. Believe it or not, it's a mitzvah. The Rambam doesn't have it. The Ramban claims there's a mitzvah. So generally we assume it's a machloikis, the Rambam and the Ramban, whether there's a mitzvah to eat perishvis. Of course, it's mutter to eat the peiros. The question is, do you get points in Shomayim? Is it a mitzvah? Mamish. Like eating lechem mishnah on Shabbos. The Ramban writes, there is a mitzvah peiros. Mitzvah sachila. Mitzvah shalachilas peiros. Shalachilas peiros. And the Rambam says there is no such mitzvah. He doesn't have it. Now, there is a chazanish who claims even the Ramban holds there's no mitzvah. But the general shot of the is a straight up machlokes Rambam Ramban. Okay? When I say mitzvah, of course it's mutter, but you don't get points in Shemayim. Chazonish wants to claim the Rabban also holds his no mitzvah. Okay, but let's assume Dabar Poshet, most of the Sfarim always presented as a machlokes Rambam the Rabban. She get down your notes, Chazonish holds the Rabban held it's not a mitzvah as well. Okay. Now, when I talk about Peirush Shvi'is, we talk about the fruit. However, there is a time called beer. You're only allowed to eat perishvis if the fruit is in the field. Once the fruit is out of the field because it's rotted or animals have eaten it, you're not allowed to eat perishvis in your home anymore. What you must do is take all the oranges you had in your house, take them outside the house, and either burn them or declare them hefker. That's another machlekes in Rishonim, what the definition of beer is. Does it literally mean burn? It's a machlokes of the Rambam, the Ravid, or does it mean just you declare it odorless? That's called beer shvis. Everyone got it? It's a very fascinating dig. And you have to check the charts. In fact, I have the chart at home, and the Esrog, I think it's Rosh Chodesh Nissan. I have to check again on the charts, because you know, the Esrog of shvis. If you use an Esrog of Shvi'is from Eretz Yisrael, remember we talked about it at the very beginning of the year? If you use an Esrog of Shvi'is, you should eat it. You make marmalade out of, make marmalade. You got to pour lots of sugar in it, because it's not so gavaltic to eat, but after you put a lot of sugar in it, it becomes gavaltic. So you make marmalade or jelly out of it, however you want to make it, and then you can eat it, and you get a mitzvah, according to the Ramban. But, if you eat it after Zman beer, you've been over an Isser. So we got to check the chart. We need to have to check at home what the chart of the Zman of Esrog. I still have my Esrog. It's probably diminishing by the moment. But Lamaisa, there is a mitzvah. Okay? So, Zman Bir, Bir Shvis, after Zman Bir, it's Usher. I want you to get down. In Syria, though, the Rambam writes, after Zman Bir, it's still mutter to eat the fruit. Now, this is the fruit. Okay? Still mutter to eat the fruit. So there are two kulas on the Shvi'is of Syria that don't exist in the Shvi'is in Eretz Yisrael. That is, number one, there's no Isser of Svichin in Syria, that the naturally grown sprouts are mutter to eat, where in Eretz Yisrael, of course, they're Asr, Midrabanan. And number two is, what's number two? Number two is that the after Zman Bir, there's an Isser to eat the fruit. That's only in Eretz Yisrael, not in Syria. One sec, Zach. Oh. So says Rav Zhulti, please get this. Amazing Chiddush. Says Rav Zhulti, how do you read our Gemara? Please get this. How is Syria like Eretz Yisrael? How is Syria like Eretz Yisrael? Because it carries with it the same chiyuv of Shvi'is. So you see, it's chayiv min haTorah because of kibush yachid shmei kibush. If the chiyuv was only midrabbanon, then it would not be like the chiyuv of Eretz Yisrael. He says the fact that the Gemara says chayevis b'shvi'is ke'eretz Yisrael, it's chayevis b'shvi'is ke'eretz Yisrael. What does that show? What do you mean ke'eretz Yisrael? It shows that kibush yachid shmei kibush. Because if the chiyuv was midrabbanon, it would not have been like the chiyuv at all. Does everyone follow what we're saying? Seth, how do we prove from our Gemara that we're talking on a level of the Arisa in Syria? The Rambam paskins kibush yachid lav shmei kibush, right? That's why the Shvi'is in Eretz Yisrael is not the same as Syria. Syria is a lower level. But if you hold kibush yachid shmei kibush, then it's mamish the same level. There would be an Isser Svichin. There would be an Isser of eating Paris after Zman Beer. It would mamish be like Eretz Yisrael mamish. And that's exactly what our brother says, Eretz Yisrael. So he wants to bring a Raya Brura Lamaisa. That our Brisa holds Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush on a level of Midrash. Don't tell me Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush and you're still Chayiv only Midrabanan. No! We wanted to make it like the Ma'am number Midrash and number two. That's what the Brisa holds, like the Ma'arik said. It said Eretz Yisrael. Both vis-a-vis Meiser and vis-a-vis Shviz as well. That bears it out. Because if it was only Chayiv Midrabanan, it would not be like Eretz Yisrael. Because it's not. The Rambam says it's not. There's no Isra of Svichin in Syria. There's no Isra of Achilles Paris after Zman Beer. Because the Rambam paskins what, Alan? Kibush Yachid Lav Shmei Kibush. But if you don't Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush, it's identical. That's what Ke Eretz Yisrael means. Ke Eretz Yisrael. Ke Eretz Yisrael. That's what he says. That's why the Rambam holds what he holds. Because he holds Kibush Yachid Lav Shmei Kibush. This is where Rav Shulti wants to make a view of Shviz. It's Ke Eretz Yisrael. The Ma'arik's view was Ke Eretz Yisrael, and regarding this as well. Okay. Fine, that's the second Mahalik. Please get it. It's a very big chiddush, and we have to check out about the Esra. We should just mention also, why do you think there was an Isra Svichin? Why was there a Gzeira of Isra Svichin? Go ahead, Yitzi.
Doing it on purpose.
Exactly. People start playing games. Oh, they're going to start lying. Oh, I never planted this. Beautiful cucumber patch. I never planted it. So we answer it completely. Guys are going to start playing games. Exactly what the Mishnayos say in the Seches Shrimas. Yushalmi says exactly what Yitzi said. That's the Isra of Svichin. Okay, very good. Now let's go to the third Mahalik. Let's get it. Why didn't you see this Reb Chaim, Ala Shas? Reb Chaim, we know, wrote a chibur on the Rambam, but he also wrote Kedushim Ala Shas. It's called the stencil. Kedushim Agrach Ala Shas. Okay. Our Gemara states that the critical issue at hand is, Mark, you with me? Is kibush yachid is considered to be kibush what? Is kibush yachid called kibush or is it not? Yes? I wrote on the board yesterday, if you recall, the beginning of the shir. What do we write on the board in the beginning of the shir? Does anyone recall? What do we write in the beginning of shir? What do we say the first thing that we introduced yesterday was? Kitcha Rishona and Kitcha Shnia. There were two times the Yidden went into Eretz Yisrael, Yehoshua and Ezra. Did that Kedusha remain permanently or did it not? Okay, so let's get it. Fellas were here yesterday. There is a Rabbeinu Hananel of Tosfos Nevamos that says Avram, when Avram came in. But we generally assume most Rishonim, Rambam, Kitcha Rishona is when Yehoshua brought the Yidim in. Kitcha Shnia is when Ezra brought the Yidim back from Babel. And we paskin that what? Kitcha Rishona is Lav Kitcha Lasset Lavo. And we paskin that Kitcha Shnia is what? Is Kitcha Lasset Lavo. Ezra's Kedusha was permanent. What was the chiluk that we said of the Rav? Someone remind me. Which one's Chazaka? Ezra. Ole Babel. He took the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, of Beis Hamikdash, expanded it all of Eretz Yisrael, and the Kedusha Shechina is Eina B'Teilu. That means all of the Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael was of the genre of Shechina, Eina B'Teilu. And the Kedusha of Yehoshua was divide and conquer. Once they were exiled, the Kedusha evaporated. The Kedusha was only imbued on Eretz Yisrael when they were there.
Once they were exiled, they went away. You got me? Oh.
Reb Chaim asks, you have it? Does everyone have their packet? Let's get out the packet, the Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim asks, along with other Gedolei Acharonim, Mikdash David, the Stipler, Reb Shmuel Rozovsky, Reb David Parvarsky, all the Gedolei Acharonim ask this kasha. Okay? Who cares whether Kibush Yochid is Shmei Kibush or not? Why should that make a difference? What is the Iker difference? The Iker difference is whether what? Did the only bubble come back? Because we Paskin Kitchen Rishonos Lav Kitchen Lost a level. What is Kibush Yochid? David HaMelech's capturing. David HaMelech. David HaMelech is in between the time of Yoshua and Ezra, of course, right? We all know that. Even if you're not a buck in Jewish history, right? We all know that, right? Of course we all are, right? That's a Jewish history requirement, right? In Yeshiva, right? Even the Yushalmi exam that I took, you know, we only got credit for Hebrew. Jewish history, you couldn't get out of, I don't think. No, only Hebrew. Hebrew language and Hebrew lit we got out of, not Jewish history. Do they still have the Yushalmi exam? Oh, okay. Baruch Hashem. It was just it was Mishnah. He had to know Mishnah. It's a Gavaldika exam. He learned Mishnah. And we were Yotzes on. But Jewish history you had to take. You always had to take Jewish history. You also have to take. Okay. It's a mitzvah. Shela vichay yagecha zakena yom amach. It's a mitzvah. Okay. Yoshua, Ezra. In the middle was David HaMelech. So the Gemara has a whole pilpul. Kibush yachid shmei kibush, kibush yachid lav shmei kibush. Who cares? We paskin kitchen Rishona with Yoshua's lav kitchen lasalama. We paskin kitshishniyah when Ezra brought the yidden back is kitshishniyah lasalama. That's the critical issue, Jesse. So who cares what you hold in the middle about what David HaMelech is called? It all depends upon whether Ezra, when he brought the yidden back, did they capture this particular land? Did they or did they not? It's a bomb kasha. This is a fundamental kasha. Philip, you got the kasha? Who cares whether kibush yachid shmei kibush? We pass what Yoshua did, it was not permanent Kedusha because they were exiled. And when Ezra came back, that is a permanent Kedusha. So after Ezra came back, ask yourself, was Syria captured by the Holy Bible or not? Who cares where the Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush? Mark, you heard Akasha? Let's see it inside. Mark, let's read the first page where I underlined. I only had three paragraphs. Do you guys have it? Look inside. Let's see the Akasha. Go ahead. Mark, Akasha. A little bit louder, please. Go ahead. Yes. If you hold Kibush Yachid, right? Ishmei Kibush, who cares? The only bubble didn't get captured, if you assume that. And therefore, if a goy buys the land, he should have bialas. Go ahead. Yeah, nowadays a non-Jew can buy land according to Sefer HaTrumas. Go ahead. Because he happens to hold, we don't hold like this. This is a collector's item. Let's get that shita down. The Sefer HaTrumas holds that Kitshishniyah is live Kitshin Lassal level. That the Rambam argues on. The Rambam says Kitshishniyah is Kitshin Lassal level. But get down there, Sefer HaTrumas has such a shita. It's an amazing chiddush. The Gaon actually quotes that in Hilchos Trumas. As for one of the Svaras to say that Shviz Mizmanah says Durabonim. We happen to not hold like that. Like that Sefer HaTrumas. The Rambam argues. But please get down. Go ahead. Go ahead. Oh, then if a Naju buys a land, he extinguishes the Kedusha. No Mitzvahs. Go ahead, Vim Kay. Excellent. Even if you hold Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush, who cares? Kitchishni is Lav Kitchin Lasa Lal, if you hold like the Sefer HaTrumas. Go ahead. Oh! Go ahead. And don't tell me that the sugya is going in Lamad number Kitchen Rishonis Kitchen Lasa Lavo.
So why did the Gemara say it depends on the topic of Shmei Kibush or not? Go ahead. And they hold the Kitchel Asi Lo Kiyuchasa. Yosir Hayo what? Oh, hello. Right. Why does the Gemara bring up the topic of Kibush Yochan? It doesn't make a difference. It just doesn't make a difference. Lahavdil, elf of dollars of dollars. Lahal, thousands of dollars. You go 0-4 in the preseason in the NFL. Who cares? You can go 16-0, right? Doesn't make a difference. No one cares about the preseason. Except, of course, the guys are trying to make the team, but right? But even that, right, I heard on the radio, the third and fourth game really are what? Really are jokes. So Lahavdil, elf of dollars. Who cares whether the middle phase of Kibush Yochan Shmei Kibush, it all depends whether what? Ezra was what? Kovish the land or not? Alil Kitchishni or not? Shouldn't make a difference. It's a fundamental kasha. Critical kasha. Okay. Oh, so let's give a few answers to this kasha, to this critical kasha.
Okay?
Let's say the following. Reb Chaim himself, we better if we have time, we'll see it inside. But I want to give the answers first, okay? Reb Chaim says it's based on the Yerushalmi in Shviz. Yerushalmi says in Shviz, Perek Vav Alecha Aleph, an amazing thing. That Kibush Ole Bavel was not a complete Kibush. You know why? Because the Persian Empire was over them. The Yerushalmi says, the Pasuk says, Ve'itivcha ve'hirbucha me'avosecha. That Yerusha Shnia is, a lot of guys ask me, very good, Yerusha Shnia is synonymous with Ole Bavel, works, even though it was through Chazaka only. Lefize, only lands where Ole Mitzrayim captured, only lands that Yehoshua captured, where there was Kedusha Rishona through Ole Mitzrayim, through the Kibush Ole Mitzrayim, does Kedusha Shnia work? It's like it was set up. It was like it was set up. I guess we're giving a lot of football terminologies, right? A lot of those. It's like you have a coach who takes over a team, right? And the previous coach set it all up and he retires. The second coach comes in, they go win the Super Bowl. They go out the guys are going. It was all set up for him. Right? The only Mitzrayim captured the land, they set up the Kedusha. Granted, it was evaporated when they were exiled, but it was there. It was latent. It was in abeyance. It was ready to what? To protrude. And who needed to bring it out? Ole Bavel. Oh. And therefore, Lamaisa, it works. Ayidei Chazaka. Now, it's interesting. Chazaka is considered to be like weaker than Kibush. You follow what I'm saying? Kibush of the Ola Rishona is strong. Kvaltik. The Chazaka of the Kibush Shnia is weaker, and it only works if it was a land that was already captured by the Ola Mitzrayim. Laman the Amr Kibush Yochid Lav Shmei Kibush, though, Tzuria never was captured by the Ole Mitzrayim because you hold Kibush Yochid Lav Shmei Kibush. What does that mean, Lav Shmei Kibush? It's not called Ole Mitzrayim capturing it. If that's the case, there never was Kiddush Rishon Amachmas Kibush. Therefore, the Chazaka doesn't work because there was no Kibush beforehand. Because, therefore, the Kibush of Ole Bavel doesn't work because they had the old of Persia over them, and that's the answer, Lamaisa. That's the answer, Lamaisa, of the Gemara. That's the answer to the Kasha. Does everyone got this? Again, what was the Kasha? We said the middle phase of time in history, who cares about it? It all depends on what? All depends on whether what? Ole Bavel captured land. What's the answer? That's not true. It all depends on whether what? It was Ole Mitzrayim that captured. You hold Kibush Yochan Shmei Kibush, then Syria was captured. Yes? And then if you hold Kiddush Shnia, that the Ole Bavel captured it, then it'll remain Kaddush forever. If the Ole Mitzrayim, as extension, did not capture, if you hold Kibush Yochan Lav Shmei Kibush, See, David HaMelech is an extension of Yoshua. If you hold Kibushach, Shmei Kibush. If you hold Kibushach, Lav Shmei Kibush, it's not an extension. And therefore, when it was captured later, what's the din? It's not going to be called what? It's not going to be called Eretz Yisrael because it doesn't mean anything. The only bubbles captured only means something if the only Mitzrayim captured it. You got it? That's why it's so critical the topic of Kibushach and Shmei Kibush. Michael, you got it? That's why it's so fundamental. What'd you say? That's what I'm saying, Zevi. David is an extension of Yoshua. If you hold Kibushach and Shmei Kibush, he's an extension of Yoshua. If you hold Kibushach and Lav Shmei Kibush, then he's not. Then you're stuck. The Holy Bavel only work if David is called an extension of Yoshua. How is David called an extension of Yoshua? If you hold Kibushach and Shmei Kibush. You follow me? That's a very good point you bring out. Oh, now I want you to get this. This always bothered me. Let's get this down. This Reb Chaim always bothered me because I think it's against the Rav that we said yesterday. In Reb Chaim's presentation, Kibush is stronger than what? Kibush of Yoshua is stronger than Chazakah of Ezra. In the Rav's presentation, which is stronger? Chazak is stronger because he took the Kedush and Yushalayim and Beis HaMikdash and expanded it everywhere. So I want you to just get that down in your notes. I think it's a very good aura. Because the way Reb Chaim presents it is that Chazak is what? Is weaker than Kibush. That the only above all need the only Mitzrayim. According to the Rav's pshat, no, Chazak is much stronger. Chazak is much stronger. Because you took the Kedushin, Beis HaMikdash, and expanded over its role as Yoshua's divine God. Oh. Now, Reb Chaim asks on this, so that's one point, please get it, that we're pointing out that the Rav's pshat is against Reb Chaim, it seems. Number two, Reb Chaim asks, what's the critical question that we need to look at? What's the critical question that we need to look at? Was Syria actually captured by who? Was Syria actually captured by the Ole Bavel or not? Were they or not? The Ravid claims they were not. The Rambam claims that they were. The Rambam is in Hilchos Shmita, Perek Dalet, Halacha Chaf Dalet. Rambam claims that they was captured by the Ole Bavel. It was. And the Ravid says that it was not captured by the Ole Bavel. Therefore, according to the Ravid, if the Ole Bavel did not capture Syria, then even according to the Man D'Omer, Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, Syria should not be chayv in Meisr Min HaTorah because the Ole Bavel never captured it. They never captured it. That's a very, very difficult kasha. Very difficult. If you hold like the Ravid that the Ole Bavel never captured Syria, then even if you held Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, but the Ole Bavel never captured it, so how can it ever be chayv in Shumas and Meisr Min HaTorah? That's a kasha. I want you to know the Chazon Ish writes a raya that the Ole Bavel captured Syria. You know how? From the fact that it says Afra Tamei Kechutz La'aretz. If the Ole Bavel didn't capture Syria, then why would the Gemara mention Syria? Even Eretz Yisrael, if the Ole Bavel didn't capture it, its Afra is Tamei. The fact that it says Afra Tamei is an indicator. The fact that it says Afra Tamei is an indicator that Syria was captured by the Ole Bavel. How is it an indicator? Because if it wasn't captured by the Ole Bavel, then even Eretz Yisrael, the part of Eretz Yisrael the Ole Bavel wouldn't capture, also its Afra would be what? Would be Tamei as well. So the Chazon Ish wants to assume, but I want you to get that down. There are two difficulties we're pointing out in Reb Chaim's terrors. The two difficulties are, number one, not difficult, but his grandson of the Rav took Chazaka as being stronger than Kibush. And number two,
If you hold that the Oleh Bavel never captured Tzuria, then if you hold Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, even if you hold Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, it shouldn't be Chag Shumas Masch, because the Oleh Bavel later on never captured it. And that's difficult. The Chazon Ish brings a riot the Oleh Bavel captured, because it says it's Ofer's Tummy. What's the Chiddush of Ofer's Tummy? If the Oleh Bavel didn't capture it, then even Eretz Yisrael, parts of Eretz Yisrael, if the Oleh Bavel didn't capture it, its Ofer would be Tummy. By the fact that picked out Surya showed the Oleh Bavel captured it, despite the fact that the Oleh Bavel captured it, its Ofer was Tummy. That's the Chiddush that we want to bring out. Oh, let's read it inside, Mark, before we do the other Teretz. Let's see the second and third page. Please look inside. Actually, go to the third page and then the second page. Let's see it inside the Teretz. Go ahead. V'nei. Ah, they had no empire over them. Go ahead. Excellent. Ayin Sham. Go ahead. V'ayinu. What's Yerusha Shnia? Bavel. Go ahead. Ole Bavel. Excellent. Divide and conquer. Once they were exiled, the Kedusha evaporated. Go ahead. Ah, Kazak Eda Batela. Go ahead. Kitcha Shnia is Kitcha Lasalova. Go ahead. You see, the second Yerusha doesn't need Kibush. All it needs is Chazakah. You see, if you use Chazakah as a weaker level than Kibush, against the Rav. Go ahead. Excellent. It could be called Kibush. They had the Persian Empire over them. Go ahead. The Kolzen MR. Go ahead. Oh, it doesn't say what time period this din was mechudish. Go ahead. That's the key point. Al Osa Aretz on that same land. Go ahead. Therefore, it's dependent exactly on that topic. Go ahead. Oh. Aval. Im lo shmei kibush, but if y'all kibush yoch lav shmei kibush, go ahead. Like I said, the Zevi, meaning that what, David is not an extension of Yoshua. What he did is it's not called kibush. Go ahead. Excellent. Go ahead. Excellent. The Zehu. Even if Ezra captures it, the Iker point is whether what? Whether the Old Mitzrayim got it. Go ahead. Ah, there's the difficulty. The Ravid says historically the Old Bubble never got it. Go ahead. Excellent, but it was lacking a Maisa Kiddush B'Cheskosan. Go ahead. Why was it Chasser the Kiddusha? Because what's around Mishita? What's around Mishita? Kibush Yachid is what? Lashme Kibush. So even if it was captured by David HaMelech, but he wasn't an extension of Yoshua, so there was nothing Kiddush innate in there. It wasn't ready to be brought out because it wasn't there. Nothing was there. Go ahead. Is there a shekos of Kal v'chomer?
Shalom
Can this fill us up? But also, the Lord Sarah Shum Kavakomer. Okay, the Ravid, that's the Ravid Shita, Lamaisa, that the Holy Bava didn't capture. So this is Reb Chaim's, it's a bombshell, this Chiddush. It's a beautiful Chiddush that the Holy Bava really need the Holy Mitzrayim, and a land can only become Kadosh if the Holy Mitzrayim captured it. And that's if Yol Kibush Shachar Shmei Kibush. The Rambam holds Kibush Shachar's Lav Shmei Kibush, and therefore it was not settled. The Kiddush was not imbued in it, and it wasn't ready to be brought out because there was nothing there. That's why the topic of our Gemara hinges on Kibush Yachad Shmei Kibush. It's not dependent on whether the Holy Bava captured. The Holy Bava capturing it, Lamaisa, is considered to be what? The Holy Bava captured is considered to be what? In a sense, secondary to the Holy Mitzrayim. So we're pointing out that's really against what the Rav said. The Rav made it seem like what? Holy Bava are stronger because it's Chazakeh. He took the Shechina's Kedusha and expanded it in Yerushalayim to all of Eretz Yisrael. That's why it sticks. Whereas Yoshua is divine and conquer. According to Reb Chaim, the reason why it's Chazakah, because Chazakah is really weaker than Kibush. Chazakah means it's a stronghold. It's kind of like you solidified what was captured once. You know what I mean? But it's completely weaker. It's really the opposite. The Rav's Pshat is really completely the opposite of Reb Chaim's Pshat. And number two is, if you hold like the Ravid, historically the only Bava never captured Syria. So what emerges from that? If the only Bava never captured Syria, what emerges from that? Then even if you hold Kibush Yachad Shmei Kibush, you'll never be Chayav Min HaTorah, because there was no Kiddush ever instated. Okay, so that's the first answer to this critical kasha. Why did the Gemara hinge the topic on Kibush Yachad? Let's go to the other answers. Let's get them. Number two answer is the stipler. The stipler says as follows. According to the Mandor Kibush Yachad Shmei Kibush, he wants to say a tremendous Chiddush. Even if you hold Lamaisa, Kibush Yachad Shmei Kibush, since the Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael was Chalal Yidei Olei Bavel, even though it got evaporated, but there was some remnant left there. There was some remnant left there. What remnant was left there? We discussed this at great length in the first semester. There were two levels of Kedusha. There's what we call Shame Eretz Yisrael and Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael. Everyone recall this? Who was here? Remember when we based this on from Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik? Certain halachas require only the title of Eretz Yisrael. They don't require a land with the Kedusha as well. What mitzvahs only require the title? We said, let's get them down. Yishuv Haaretz, being buried in Eretz Yisrael, the din of Egla Rufa, the din of Smicha. Numerous halachas don't require Kedusha. They require only the title. And what the stipler wants to say is that any land that was captured by the Olei Mitzrayim gives it a title of Eretz Yisrael. And even though when they were exiled, the Kedusha evaporated, but the title remained. And Surya, the Chamer Machmir, therefore there was a Chiyuv Meiser Midr upon them. Okay? Meaning that if you hold Kibush Yachid, Shmei Kibush, like our opinion in our Gemara, what does Kibush Yachid, Shmei Kibush tell me? What does Kibush Yachid, Shmei Kibush tell me? That the Shame Eretz Yisrael remains in Syria even though they were exiled, and therefore there's a Chiyuv Meiser Smidr upon her. Now the stipler obviously is learning our Gemara, you're not Chayiv Meiser Min HaTorah, you're only Chayiv Midr Rabbanan. It's a bit of a Chiddush, I want you to get it down. The stipler is assuming, not like we've been assuming earlier in Shir, that the Chiyuv was of the Chiyuv Diraisa. He's kind of assuming like who? The Kesef Mishnah's Kasha and his first Eretz. Then in Achanami Kibush Yachin is last Shmei Kibush only Chayiv Midr Rabbanan. The stipler is saying, even if you hold Kibush Yachin Shmei Kibush, you're only Chayiv what? Midr Rabbanan. You're only Chayiv Midr Rabbanan. That's what he wants to say. Seems to be saying this Beferish. Okay? He seems to be saying this Beferish Lamais. That if you hold Kibush Yachin Shmei Kibush, he wants to say, even though it was what?
even though it was considered to be what? Even though it's considered to be exiled and it evaporated. But the bottom line is that the Shem Eretz remains enough to be chayv in Mises, even with the Rabbanim. That's what he wants to say according to Maamar Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush. That's why it's so critical. That's what he wants to say, Lamais. That's a Chiddush, okay? That's the Chiddush. Nishar Ba, this din, Lamais. Okay? The Kedusha Machmas Ole Mitzrayim. That's what he wants to say, the Chiddush is. Okay? Fine. It's a Chiddush, Lamais. Because the truth of the matter is, why should that make a difference? If the Ole Bubble came, then the Kedusha should be Minat Torah, right? What does Ole Mitzrayim have to do with anything? What is the Pshat in the Stipler's Terence? The Stipler says it has a shame error to Israel because the Ole Mitzrayim captured it. They captured it. Okay, Shkoyach they captured it, but it was evaporated. The Ole Bubble came back, did they take it or did they not take it? That's a historical machlokes, Rambam Raivin. Did they recapture it? He wants to say once they captured it, remains a shame error to Israel, enough to be Chayv and Mises. That's why it's so critical to know whether Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush. So we're asking, what's the difference? Depends on the Ole Bubble. How is the Stipler really answering the kasha? Oh, third terence, let's get. So the second terence of Stipler, we have a kasha on. Third terence. The Mikdash Dovid. The Mikdash Dovid writes, Lefi Rashi, there's a requirement of Urim V'Tumim to have Kibush Rabin. Did Kibush Ezra have Urim V'Tumim or not? No. During Ezra's time, they had no Urim V'Tumim. Only Eretz Yisrael works without Urim V'Tumim, not Syria. Eretz Yisrael itself does not need Urim V'Tumim. Syria, which was annexed on, needs Urim V'Tumim. Syria, which was annexed on, needs the Urim V'Tumim. Needs Kibush Ayidei Urim V'Tumim. Oh. So what's the answer? Again, why do we have to, what do we care about Kibush Yochid? It all depends on what? Ole Mitzrayim, right? I'm sorry, it all depends on Ole Bavo. What do you care about Kibush Yochid or not? What's the answer? The answer is that Syria wasn't Eretz Yisrael. You need Urim V'Tumim. You don't have Urim V'Tumim. They did not have Urim V'Tumim. How are you gonna save yourself? If you hold Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, then you save yourself. If you hold Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, then you save yourself. You always need Urim V'Tumim. Ole Bavo never had the Urim V'Tumim. So who cares whether the Ole Bavo came and captured? It doesn't help me. There's no Urim V'Tumim. In order to make something Eretz Yisrael mamish, you need the Urim V'Tumim. Eretz Yisrael proper, you don't need the Urim V'Tumim. But any lands annexed on, you need the Urim V'Tumim. They didn't have the Urim V'Tumim, the Ole Bavo. Did the Ole Mitzrayim? Yes, they did. Lamaisa. But for Syria, did they have it? Surya Lamaisa, you need to have the Urim V'Tumim. You need to have the Urim V'Tumim. What's the only way you can save it? If you hold Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush. Despite the fact we didn't have the Urim V'Tumim, it's still called Eretz Yisrael. That's why the Gemara hinges it on the topic of Kibush Yochid. That's why the Gemara hinges it on the topic of Kibush Yochid. You follow me, Zach? Because if you hold, you need Urim V'Tumim, the only way you can get that is if you hold Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush. That's what hinges on the topic. And that's what our Gemara says. Oh, that's the third terence. Lastly, the fourth terence. Reb Chaim in the Mikdash Dovid want to say, Lefi Ar Tosfos on the bottom here, the Sifri, it was done out of order. Syria was captured out of order. Eretz Yisrael was not captured first, Syria was captured first. If that's the case, that's called Kibush Yochid. And then Syria also, Bimei Ole Bavo, was captured before the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Two times in history, Syria was captured out of order. The Ole Mitzrayim, with David HaMelech, he captured it first, before the rest of Eretz Yisrael. And also when they came back with Ezra, they captured it first before what? They captured it first before going what? To get Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, it depends whether the Ole Kibush Yochid is called Shmei Kibush. If it's called Shmei Kibush, then it'll be good. The only difficulty, why do you think that's Shmir a little bit, that Terence? Oh, but the Gemara should have what? The Gemara should have said what? And it depends what? What do we say? Bimei Ole Bavel, they had no obligation to conquer all of Eretz Israel. Ezra had no obligation to conquer all of Israel. And second of all, what? What does the Gemara say it depends on? Not as to what Ezra did, but it depends on what? What? David did. No? According to this pshat, it should have said on what Ezra did. Ezra did this first, Syria, not the rest. First of all, there's no mandate that the Oli Bava had to capture all of Israel first. That was only on Oli Mitzrayim, right? David HaMelech, the extension. And number two, the Gemara should have said it. So we have a kash on the second and the fourth turrets. We have a kash on the second. I'm getting ready for the week. Right? We have a kash on the second and the fourth turrets. We have a kash on the second and the fourth turrets. And the first and third turrets we have, right? First and third turrets we have, but the first turrets we pointed out two important points. Number one, the Rav was against Reb Chaim, and number two, that according to the Rav, historically, it's a problem, because even though Kibush Yoksha Mekibush, Oli Bava never captured Syria. So how can ever be Chaim in a Torah? So the second terrorist we got to think about more also, this type of kasha we don't understand. Because the bottom line is that Lamaisa, the Oli Bava captured it. So why is it, why is Shem Eretz Yisrael hell? But the Oli Bava captured it. And if the Oli Bava didn't capture it, if the Oli Bava didn't capture it, so then you're chayiv only what mid or abundant because of the Shem Eretz Yisrael. That's a whole new take on our Gemara. Because we've been assuming you're chayiv minat Torah, minat Torah. You have to say the stipler learns like the Kesef Mishnah. That even if you don't kibush yof, lav shmei kibush, you're still chayiv mid or abundant. But the stipler's saying it according to the modern of kibush yof, shmei kibush. Even if you don't kibush yof, shmei kibush, you're only chayiv mid or abundant according to the stipler. So the stipler will end up saying like the Kesef Mishnah, but not alibe. Kesef Mishnah said it according to the modern of kibush yof, lav shmei kibush, right? And despite the chayvin rabbanon, stiplers say, even according to the Maror Kibush Yochus Mei Kibush, you're only chayvin rabbanon because maybe the Oli Bava never captured it again. And that's a whole new take on the Gemara because you're only chayvin the rabbanon and not chayvin the Torah. Oh yes, okay. All right, we'll stop here. Tomorrow we got to go fight with the Tyson.
Fight with the Tyson. Oh, Yishamah.